still continued to use Mexican money?
Yeah, oh yes, uh-huh. We had no use for using Mexican money by that time over here, you know. I mean, you know, I was married in 1910, September 1910. I'd been to Mexico City in 1908. My father and Santa used to go down to Saltillo for a month to get into a little altitude, you know. It wasn't too far from the other side of Monterey. And that, I had a friend, this woman in Brownsville, she and her husband owned two jewelry stores, one in Matamoros and one in Brownsville. And they used to go, she used to go down there and buy, so I had the opportunity of going with her, chaperoned, you know, the older person. And I went down there with her, and we got off at Querétaro. And she used to buy opals there. You could still go there and buy opals. My father had, he had a friend, a colonel in the Mexican army stationed over here. And he is the godfather to a brother of mine. And when you have any one of them to be a godfather, well, they can't be any closer to you or think as much of you as he's your own brother. And the colonel, his wife was a very lovely woman. And so, and they had a daughter, and they named the daughter, was born shortly after I was born, they named her Isabel, you know, Elizabeth is Isabel, named her after me. Well, as the years went on, he was transferred down to Mexico City, and then he was living then in Querétaro, and my father asked me to go and see him. So I went to the home, and he still had, he was very fair, you know, that's the French, predominant French, rosy cheeks, you know, the kind. She was still very tall and stately. And I went to the home, and I noticed when the maid met me at the door, dressed just like a maid, and ushered me into their, let's call them parlors then, and Mrs. Monero came in, all dressed in black. She told me they'd had a death in the family. And there was a son sick with the same disease, and I'm trying to think now what that was. I can't think of the name right now. It's sort of a dread disease. Well, you know, I was 18, and I had sense enough to keep my cool, you know. And so I was calling, and so I had a taxi take me back to the hotel. So they wanted me to come and have dinner with them the next day, and so I called up that morning and said I had a headache. So then the colonel suggested that he and his daughter would come the next day. I was there several days to take me a driving, and he took me, he and his daughter, and I went up to where Maximilian and his two generals were killed, called the El Cerro de las Tres Campanas, the Hill of the Three Bells, and it's still there. The Austrian government built that chapel. It's way up on a hill, and there is a mark where the three men were shot, and they were killed out there. Maximilian was, you know, in the revolution, you know, and I read The Life of Maximilian. It's been a few years back. They were shot there, and they're buried, and this chapel is up there. So I enjoyed that visit with them.